It's now time for the announcement of this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week, and I'm pleased to be in Kyoto talking with senior Cole Stout of the Eagle Boys basketball team. This week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Back-to-back 20-point performances helped Stout earn this week's KCII Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. His 21-point effort last Tuesday helped Kyoto edge Belle Plaine 66-65. He was also named the school's homecoming king on Friday and went on to score a career-high 30 points later that night in a 76-38 triumph over Tri-County. Stout also set the school record with 9 3-point baskets made. This is Cole's first Athlete of the Week honor, and we bring in Cole Stout, this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Cole, great to see you again. Congratulations on the honor. Your team has overcome an 0-2 start to win 13 of your last 14. Wanted to ask what you've seen out of your team that has driven this successful run.
Well, we've all been playing hard. We've been hitting shots lately, and we've been putting away teams that we needed to beat. We've had a few close games. The one against Monty, we barely pulled out. And the one against Belle Plaine, Conrad hit that shot at the end to put us above. And had some pretty sweet performances and good shooting from Hunter and good dribbling from Jacob.
You mentioned that game against Belle Plaine, and I'm glad you did because I do want to go back to that. That was your worst margin of loss of the season. Second game of the year after a tough non-conference game with Lone Tree the night before. For you to be able to even the score with them, what did that mean?
It meant a lot to us after basically coming out and getting beat pretty bad to be able to come back later in the season and know that we've improved enough to be able to play against them and be able to come down and knock down shots. The first game we didn't knock down shots like we needed to. This second game, we were able to hit shots and play well.
Some people might be listening to this interview, and it's like homecoming happened in October, November for most people. It happens in January over here, and I like it during the basketball season. It's kind of unique. Wanted to get your thoughts on being different than everybody else in the area and having this in January rather than in October.
For me, I think it's pretty fun to play during basketball season, but that's because I play basketball, and I don't play football, but I enjoy playing it in the basketball season. It seems pretty fun for us, and it was a fun night for us to come out and play like that.
Your long-range accuracy was on display last week. I think 16 made three-pointers. Your thoughts on your long-range shooting this season?
I started out pretty good in the first game, then struggled the second game, but ever since then I've slowly been getting a little better, and this second half of the season I've shot a lot better, and it just kind of quit thinking about it and started going out there and playing and having fun.
I think one of the easiest overlooked things when you talk about a successful team is their team chemistry, and I think you guys have a strong one from what I have seen. What would your assessment be of your team chemistry?
Well, I think we all get along. We all like to hang out after school, and we're all good friends. I think that really helps build us as a team on the floor and really helps us play harder on defense and play good as a team and share the ball.
Cole, our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, talks about their core values like quality, respect, dependability. For you, what are some of your core values and who helped instill those in you?
I'd say my dad's really helped me. Being our coach, he's really helped set me above and teach me all the respects that you need on the court and not to lose your head. Some games we get into it a little more than others, but you just got to remember to keep playing the game and having fun and just keep yelling.
I'm glad you brought up your dad because he is the head basketball coach here at Kyoto, and your younger brother, JD, also plays. It's kind of like a family-type thing, the sport of basketball. What has it meant for you to play for your dad and grow up around the game of basketball?
It's been a really unique opportunity for me. I've always been able to come in and play basketball and shoot during the day, and it's just been really nice playing for him. He's always coached me, taught me how to shoot, and it's been really fun.
A couple fun questions for you, Cole, before I let you go. If you could inherit $1 million tomorrow, what's the first purchase you'd make?
I'd buy a sweet car, probably.
Any specific model?
Probably a Lamborghini is what I'd say.
If you could spend the afternoon with one person, living or dead, who would it be, and what's one question you'd ask that person?
Well, that's a hard question. Probably my great-grandpa. I've always heard my family talk about him, and he seemed like a really hard worker. It'd always be neat to ask him just how he kept going out working hard every day and providing for his family.
If you could jump back in a time machine and go back and visit yourself as a younger person or go back, you know, to before you were born and check out an era of time in history, what would you go back and explore?
That's a really tough question. I'd go back when I was younger, and I'd tell myself just to keep playing hard and always have fun, never give up.
Final question I have for you. What type of goals do you have for yourself, both academically and athletically, for the rest of the year?
Academically, I'd like to just keep doing well in school. So far, I've done really well this year. I've had a 4.0 so far, and just keep going with that for school-wise. And I'd just like to finish out the season strong and just finish and make a good run in districts and maybe sub-state and try and make a run to state would be really sweet.
This Eagle team has the horses to do it. They're 13-3 overall, and one of the young men joins me as our Athlete of the Week this week. Cole Stout is announced as this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week on the PM Sports page, AM/FM, KCII. Cole, great to see you again. Congratulations, and want to wish and your team the best of luck here in the postseason.
Thank you.
For a second straight week, our honorable mention Athlete of the Week goes to Shania Boyd of the Columbus Wildcat girls basketball team, as she had 23 points going 9 of 18 from the floor in a 45-40 win over the Winfield Mount Union Wolves, and followed it up with a double-double performance against the Iowa Mennonite School, 24 points and 10 steals. She had also 7 rebounds as well, 3 boards shy of a triple-double, and I've never seen double-digit steals at the high school level. I know it's been done before, but a tremendous effort by Shania Boyd last week. She is our honorable mention Athlete of the Week. And again, congratulations to Cole Stout of the Kyoto Boys basketball team, this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. The KCII Athlete of the Week interview is presented on the PM Sports page by Hedge Above Lawn Care and Landscaping of Wapello. Our show will continue next with our upcoming broadcasting schedule, and we'll recap tonight's show. You're listening to the PM Sports page on the one to count on for today's local sports coverage, KCII.